Kelly Kunstler has been on the job of county manager for Luna County for a little over a year now. Back in May, when Pegasus Global Holdings announced that they would not be building a $1 billion technology project in Hobbs, New Mexico, Kunstler made a bold move and pitched Luna County to the president of Pegasus.
I actually sent a letter to the president of Pegasus as the very new county manager saying, hey, you're not going to look in there anymore. We got a spot for you. Come look here.
During a special Luna County Board of County Commissioners meeting, Kunstler introduced an economic development agreement between Luna County and Pegasus Global Holdings. The agreement would memorialize intent by both parties to give their best efforts towards the development and implementation of a plan to establish the $1 billion project in Luna County.
This is the first step required in Luna County's relationship with Pegasus. Pegasus has been exploring four sites in New Mexico. Luna County has been one of them.
While Pegasus Global Holdings continues to look at other sites throughout New Mexico, Kunstler explains that Luna County has an edge.
To the best of my knowledge, Pegasus is not signing an economic development agreement with any other county except Luna County at this time.
J.J. Spivey is the chairman of the Luna County Board of Commissioners. Spivey knows that this is still a competition to see which community will land this project, and there is much work to be done.
But I think when you're in a competition mode, as we obviously are, I think it's without word that we have to make the first step to make sure that we get to listen to their proposal to know whether we would want that or they would want us.
Tank Jackson sat through the 2.5-hour meeting, which included a discussion on the county's personnel policy and sexual harassment in the workplace. But that's not why he came to the meeting. Jackson came to hear about one thing: jobs.
I think that it's a very good thing. It has a lot of potential for Luna County. We saw, I believe, with what the discussions that we heard and what's been going around. I mean, there's 350 full-time jobs, and those 350 full-time jobs are going to go somewhere. So I think Luna County has a responsibility to, for lack of a better word, to chase that rabbit and try to get those 350 jobs here.
Bill Duncan of Deming supports the project as well, but has some concerns.
I think it would be terrific. There are issues, of course, water being one of them. We're a low water area these days with not much snow, so it's a problem. I have no problem with them coming as long as those requirements are addressed.
With the agreement now signed, Luna County now moves on to a full court press to beat out the other communities who have long been mentioned as front runners in the $1 billion jackpot. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.